Waiting for this story to end before I begin another, by Jen Hiller Levi. All my stories are about being left, all yours about leaving. So we should have known. Should have known to leave well enough alone. We knew, and we didn't. You said, "Let's put our cards on the table." Your card was your body. The table, my bed, where we didn't get till 4 a.m. So tired from wanting what we shouldn't, that when we finally found our heads, we'd lost our minds. Love. I wanted to call you so fast, but so slow you could taste each letter licked into your particular and rose-like ear. L. Love for let's wait. O for oh no, let's not. V for the precious V between your deep breasts and the virtue of your fingers in the voluptuous center of me. Okay. E for enough. Dawn broke or shattered. Once we've made the promises, it's hard to add the prefix if. But not so wrong to try. That means taking a lot of walks, which neither of us is good at, for different reasons. And nights, up till 2, arguing whose reasons are better. Time and numbers count a lot in this. 13 years, my marriage. 5 years, you, my friend. 4th of July weekend, when something that begins and missed by mistake, whose, means too much has to end. I think we need an abacus to get our love on course, and one of us to oil the shining rods, so we can keep the crazy beads clicking, clicking. It wasn't a question of a perfect fit, theoretically. It should be enough to say I left a man for a woman. 90% of the world is content to leave it at that. Oh, lazy world. And when the woman lost her nerve, I left for greater concerns. When words like autonomy were useful, I used them, I confess. So, I get what I deserve. A studio apartment he paid the rent on. Bookshelves up to the ceiling she drove the screws for. In a skylight, I sleep alone beneath. In 2 shiny quarters, in my pocket, to call one, then the other, or to call one. Twice. Once, twice, I threatened to leave him, remember? Now that I've done it, he says he doesn't. I'm in a phone booth at the corner of Bank and Greenwich. Not a booth exactly, but 2 sheets of glass to shiver between. This is called being street smart, dialing a number that you know won't be answered. But the message you leave leaves proof that you tried. And this, my 2 dearly beloveds, is this called hedging your bets? I fish out my other coin, turn it over in my fingers, press it into the slot, hold it there, let it drop.